Welcome to Compliance Pointers, where we take an in-depth look into the latest news, trends, and challenges surrounding information security, privacy, and marketing compliance. Let's dive in with your host, Jordan Eisner.
All right. Hello, everybody. I am joined here today by the one and only Matt Cagle. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jordan.
Matt has been with Compliance Point for, what's the total? 15, 16 years?
A lot. Yeah. In some form or fashion. Not quite drinking age, but, you know, we're a teenager.
Yeah. Slight break in there, but then came back and now are in the role of Senior Vice President and General Manager. But in a way, you grew up with the business. And you came from a very niche part of our business that we refer to as the marketing compliance practice. I came from that practice as well. That's evolved even since the time I started 11 years ago. And you were a architect behind a lot of the services and things we do there. And you were or are an architect behind first ever Compliance Point Exchange, CPX, coming 2025, March of this year. And so we decided to do a little podcast because I've never got to have you on the podcast. You've hosted a few of these, but for our listeners, for our viewers to just get even a little bit more idea of what this is, what it was born out of, what to expect, what are the drivers, right? What they can walk away with, some of the basics.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do here today. And we'll probably keep it pretty short and sweet for the listeners, but let's start with what is Compliance Point Exchange?
Well, you teed it up well. So it's been an idea that I know the both of us and others have talked about for a few years now, and it's finally coming to fruition. It is our first customer-focused conference. It is bringing our long-term clients and partners together in person. Which I think we're all craving as we still come out of the COVID thaw, to talk about lessons learned in the marketing compliance space and in the rapidly growing data privacy space. We have a very strong client base and, as I mentioned, a great partner network, particularly attorneys that we work with. And we've long thought, hey, we need to get all these people together. So they can learn from each other. And we're excited to finally be doing that just about a month from now, March in Orlando.
Right. That was going to be one of my next questions. Where is it? Orlando.
Down in Orlando, the Rose and Shingle Creek, if anyone's listening and they are interested in attending. We still have some room at the event, but pleased to say hotel is sold out. We've had a really good take rate on this. So hopefully if anyone is able to make it down there, they can find a place to stay and make their way over to the Rosen for the event.
For those that might be considering it next year, if not this year, I mean, how many people are coming?
Final tally, we think, is going to be pushing about 140, 150 people. Which we're pretty proud of for our first event. Really weren't sure what to expect, but the reception so far has been really positive on both the customer side and on the partner side.
Yeah. And you summed it up well, to come and to collaborate with one another, to hear from, you know, thought leadership, best practices, marketing compliance, data privacy, but actual, you know, use cases, actual people in positions with how they've dealt with it, right? How they've managed it, how they've reduced risk, how they've increased maturity, how they've sold it internally at their organizations, because a lot of these things are shoved in a corner, right? Or swept under the, that's a bad connotation, but, you know, it's not given the light and the attention it needs until it's too late. And we, a Compliance Point, have been retained in a lot of instances where it was just too late. There was a big settlement, a big fine, a consent order, you know, something the organization that was mandated they had to do because of that. And the whole idea here is lessons learned behind that and being proactive, whether it's with our services or not, right? That's one thing I wanted to make clear with all this. This is about our customer base and learning and growing from each other and not a 2-day advertisement for Compliance Point or our parent company possible now?
Yeah. Obviously, we'd love to ultimately work with everybody that attends or hears about the event. But when we created this, we really did focus on making it as educational as possible. This is not an infomercial. We will not be talking in depth about our services at all. Each session really includes experts, whether they be clients or attorneys or our consultants, that are going to speak operationally, tactically, about how companies solve these various challenges, like you said, how they navigate it internally, what solutions are in the space from an advisory or technology perspective for consideration, but not with the sales approach. The goal really is for people to share lessons learned with their peers.
Yeah.
And to be able to take those back and hopefully put them into action at their organization.
One thing that, in a weird way, excited me, and you introduced me to this term, Chatham House rules, right? Like, mm-hmm. nothing's being recorded, right? These sessions, like, this is a place of openness, trust. There's no recordings. You know, maybe people can request the slides with permission from the presenter in instances, but, you know, there's no regulators that are going to be there. You know, this is a free space to discuss these things and really get, I think, deep down to the nitty gritty of how some of this works and how you can accomplish some of these objectives.
It's essentially off the record, right? No press, no regulators, nothing recorded. We have companies that have gone through federal investigations that have settled those, some that never even hit the press because they were dropped during negotiations. We've had companies that are constantly dealing with plaintiffs' counsel. We have the attorneys there that advise these companies. And then we even have people that are expert witnesses that have really seen under the hood. And all of those people are going to be free to share their lessons learned because of the Chatham House rules and the approach that we're taking. So I'm excited to see, hopefully, the organic conversation, the true insightful conversation that should result from that. At least that's the hope.
So the format is going to be main sessions and breakout sessions. Nothing new or revolutionary there. But what are, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but one or two or three off the top of your head that you're most excited about?
So, there's the main session track. Again, we're focused on data privacy and marketing compliance. So we have some core sessions that we think appeal to both audiences. And then we've got the separate tracks, one on data privacy, the other for the marketing compliance side. I'll pick a few from each track and then ultimately the main agenda. As far as the marketing compliance track goes, there's a session with a team of expert witnesses, and they are going to talk about what they are seeing with the cases that they're working, the tactics that they're seeing these plaintiffs' attorneys take, and ultimately the recommendations that they would have for companies to avoid having to ultimately engage them. I think that one's going to be insightful and provide actionable guidance for companies. On the privacy side, we have a number of great sessions. One that I think will be very useful for the audience is on the cookie consent space, what we're seeing again with plaintiffs' counsel and some of the tactics they're trying to take to trigger lawsuits with companies. We have our director of privacy as well as outside counsel co-presenting and talking about basically how to avoid some of those technical pitfalls that often get companies in trouble. The main agenda I'm really excited about, we've got an opening session focused on the risks related to AI, which I know everyone's talking about basically every time you look at the news. Another one is focusing on federal investigations. So we are going to be walking through that life cycle of a company that unfortunately had to undergo an investigation from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And we're going to talk about what that was like from the moment they became notified of the investigation the counsel that they engaged, how they ultimately navigated that, settled that, and what that resulted in. And that's actually going to include a client of ours and their outside counsel that helped them navigate that. And I'm going to be part of that session talking about how we were able to support the company and ultimately make sure they could demonstrate to the FTC that they were meeting the requirements that way. So that might have been more than we wanted, but I'm nerding out.
You built it up until we got to the session that you're going to be part of, and then you gave great emphasis on that.
Yeah, you know, save the best for last.
Okay, question about people, you know, audience and speakers. So twofold. Who are we going to hear from? You talked a little bit about that already, but just reiterate, you know, who's going to be speaking in these sessions, what gives them the authority to speak on that, and then who's going to be attending, right? Yeah. Who's going to be listening, who's going to be in the audience, who if you go to this, are you going to be considered sort of future, who are you networking with?
Yeah. Speaker-wise, really excited about the lineup. We went to some of our best customers and those that we thought really had experience that they could share with the audience. We have a really strong lineup of speakers from across our client base, across a variety of industries, includes in-house counsel, some GC folks, chief privacy officers, and so on. In most sessions, we have more than one client. We are really trying to, for the audience, share as much as we can about how other companies navigate these challenges. So where we could, we are getting multiple perspectives on stage. That's often multiple clients, and then usually an attorney or two, outside counsel with firms we've worked with over the years, because they're serving the clients that are navigating those challenges. So a very, we think, strong lineup of customers and attorneys. And as well as some of our compliance point consultants. You know, we work with a lot of companies. We've got a lot of experience, and our consultants are going to share their lessons learned. As far as the audience goes, it's a similar mix. You've got privacy professionals, marketing compliance professionals. Some are legal, some are compliance, some are technologists. We think it's a good blend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's a pretty good overview of the event. Is there any fun that's going to happen?
We're trying to make it fun, you know, data privacy and marketing compliance. I don't know how much more fun you can make it. But yeah, Monday evening before the event, we've got a nice offsite dinner and reception, a networking event to kind of break the ice with everybody over at the Hard Rock. And then Tuesday afternoon, we're not holding everybody hostage till 5 o'clock like some conferences do. We're going to break a little earlier in the afternoon and transition into another happy hour networking event, really giving the attendees as much opportunity as we can for them to network, mingle, and hopefully build relationships with each other.
Right. Should be great. Looking forward to it. I'll be there.
You'll be there. You'll be, and you haven't mentioned this, right? You've been Mr. Humble. Don't forget, you're the MC for the event.
Yes.
So you'll probably be talking more than anybody else, but that's the least we could do when you've got the host of compliance pointers available.
Oof. Well, hopefully I'm not talking more than anybody else, because then there won't be a lot to learn. All right. Well, thanks for doing this, Matt. Yeah. Hopefully this gives a good overview for our viewers and listeners. And, looking forward to seeing some of you at CPX. And for those of you that we won't see there, hope you consider it in the future.
Yeah. Thank you. And everything we discussed is on the website. You go to our Compliance Point website, click on CPX. You can get basically everything we just discussed in a bit more detail, and happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, we won't be sending any of the recordings because there won't be any, but
no, all off the record.
You'll have to come CPX 2026.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Next time. See ya.
Thanks, Jordan. See ya.